May 13th, Daphne du Maurier's Secret Life. On this day in 1907, the English novelist Daphne du Maurier was born. Her books Rebecca and Jamaica Inn are still among the nation's best-loved works. She came from a long line of famous du Mauriers. Daphne's father, Gerald, was one of the most famous actors of his day, the first actor to play Captain Hook in the original cast of Peter Pan. Her grandfather, Georges du Maurier, was a cartoonist for Punch magazine and wrote the novel Trilby, famous for its villainous hypnotist Svengali. Daphne, as a child, was very much a tomboy, although she's always seemed as a private person. She dressed like a boy when she was young, cut her hair short, and created an alter ego for herself called Eric Avon. She later referred to this repressed side of herself as the boy in the box. She spent much of her childhood down in the West Country, around Devon. Of course, Rebecca and Jamaica Inn are set down there. Rebecca starts, I dreamt last night I went to Manderley again. The fictional Manderley said to be based on Mothercombe House in Devon, which is on the south coast. Very beautiful place with beaches, as many people know. Although happily married, Daphne and her three children had a kind of a strange life. Daphne herself had passionate affairs with other people of both sexes. But basically, she was a very feisty woman, and one of the things she was very admiring of was other female writers, particularly the Bronte sisters. So here's part of Emily Bronte's famous poem, No Coward Soul Is Mine. I'm absolutely certain that Daphne du Maurier would know this poem, probably off by heart. No coward soul is mine, no trembler in the world's storm-troubled sphere. I see heaven's glories shine, and faith shines equal, arming me from fear. O God within my breast, almighty ever-present deity, life that in me hath rest, as I, undying life, have power in thee. Vain are the thousand creeds that move men's hearts, unutterably vain. Worthless as withered weeds, or idless froth and the boundless main, to waken doubt in one, holding so fast to thy infinity, so surely anchored on the steadfast rock of immortality. There is not room for death, nor atom that this might could render void, since thou art being and breath, and what thou art may never be destroyed. Of course, that poem was also a great favourite of Emily Dickinson. Today I will remember that self-improvement is about seeking progress rather than perfection.